A mighty move of the spirit is coming to the Treasure Coast. Wednesday, July 23rd through Sunday, July 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center is having our 33rd anniversary celebration, and you can't afford to miss it. The theme is Kingdom Authority. Delivering the Word of God will be Prophet Paula Price.
You're the New World Order. It's you. You're the coming kingdom.
Apostle Joseph Prude.
This shall be the day of healing. And I come to restore. I come to give you my encouragement, that I might answer those prayers that you thought I would not answer.
And of course, our very own Apostle Trevor Banks.
Chains are broken. Yokes are destroyed. Enemies are defeated. Now you start seeing like God wants you to see. You start entering into your purpose.
Don't miss this outpouring of God's power like never before. July 23rd through the 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, the 33rd anniversary celebration. All services will be held at the church, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Come learn how to take your kingdom authority.
I'm going to send a quickening anointing. My word's going to come alive in your spirit, and I'm going to perform what I said.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Look at somebody, tell them right now, God's got you on His mind right now. He's working something in you right now. What He needs from us is not the trying to get. What He needs from us is just surrender. People are afraid of that. That's why I say a lot of people are afraid to get alone, because they're afraid of themselves. They're afraid of the real you, because there's a Godzilla in there. God wants to free you from Godzilla. And He will. His thoughts toward you are thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Amen? Ask somebody again, what'd you say your name was? Go with me in the Bible to Genesis chapter 17. I want to just emphasize the significance of names. Genesis chapter 17. In Genesis 17, we begin this chapter where Abram, he's still Abram, but he's 99, and he's still Abram. Okay, he birthed Ishmael as Abram, not as Abraham. In essence, God gave Abram ample time. I'm going to say this, sow his wild oats, make all his mistakes, miss out with God, get mad with God. 25 years. It took 13 years. God didn't speak to him. But it was at 99, God's appointed time, when God appeared to him. And let's read. Verse 1 says, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Verse 5, neither shall your name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. So we see here at 99, God said it's time.
Amen.
Up until 99. I said, up until 99,
amen.
He struggled with his flesh.
Amen.
Amen. He struggled with his own opinions, trying to work it out himself, right?
Amen.
And now what I want to emphasize in this message is that it wasn't just a natural thing. See, they were limited to the natural realm as far as he was Abram. And so he was subjected to all the deception, all the stuff, all the crazy that the natural realm holds you hostage to.
Amen.
But God said, it's time to change your name.
Amen.
You're no longer going to be Abram,
Amen.
Exalted Father.
Amen.
I'm changing your name to Abraham, Father of Nations. So when God changed his name, suddenly that sent something into the spirit dimension. Look at somebody, tell them, God changed his name. Do you follow me? There's a natural you, or what the world has defined, or what the world, you know, sees you as. But when God steps in, and see, all that pressure they went through was the process for the prophecy. Listen, it doesn't even matter when you think you're ready or not. God doesn't move on your schedule. Listen, I'm telling you, tell somebody, get ready for some breakthroughs that don't make any sense at all. Because you was thinking this time or that time or 3 years from now, and God said, no, I ain't moving on your time schedule. I'm gonna intervene with the Kairos when it's my appointed time. You can feel like you are not ready, but God knows if you're ready. You can feel like you've been ready. God said, you ain't ready. When, God, when? You ain't ready. You still biting nails. You ain't ready. It's when you're occupied not with the promise of God, but occupied with God. Where you're not driving. You understand what I mean? You just drive it. Just trying to make it happen. God knows you're not ready. But when you've learned to surrender, so at 99, something had transpired with Abram. It was 25 years from the time of the promise. And God knew his time. He didn't name him Abraham and then he go out and have Ishmael. God said, no, I'm gonna wait. See, you don't, your eyes hadn't seen, your ears hadn't heard, neither has entered your heart what God has prepared for you. And here all you see, all the devil wants you to see is the trials and the tests and the negativity. But see, God's working in quiet, in the dark, in silence. Sometimes rejection, listen, sometimes God allowed, listen to me. You got to understand that sometimes God allows you to be rejected to protect you. To protect your gift. You all mad at this, that, that. No, no, no. God said, no, I got to get you away from there. Oh, it's true. It's true. We need to understand that. All things work together for the good of them that love God. pain is a part of the process. Certain things can happen to you through pain that can't happen to you through comfort. Your senses aren't heightened in comfort. But let there be a little pain. Let there be a little opposition. Antennas go up. You're ready to change. You're ready to transition. You're ready to move. You're ready to fight. You're ready to do whatever. Not in comfort. So understand that that's not God being angry with you or you missing God. Tell the devil right now. Tell the devil you're a lie. No. That's a sign of transition. God's getting ready to do some things. It's like a weightlifter. You know, the muscles, the pain, the gym motto, no pain, no gain. There's truth to that. And that pain doesn't have to be, you know, excruciating kind of stuff. No, it can just be the loss of something, missing an opportunity, things like that. That's a type of pain. But define that properly. I want to say to you right now, you're not running behind. People sit in church, come in our church, and they feel they miss God. Look at somebody, tell them, you ain't miss God.
Say it.
One reason why I know you ain't miss God, God don't operate in time. He ain't never too late, and he never early. It's eternal. When he steps in, things change. What could take 10 years, God can take a year. Amen. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. What could take 5 years, God can do in a day. Matter of fact, get ready for some of that stuff. Stop just setting your mind on a five-year plan. It's good to have a five-year plan, but God says, no, I'm going to accelerate some things. If you let me work in you like I need to work in you in the dark, and you're not after a platform, you're not motivated or you're not moved by the applause or the affirmation of the world, but you are finding it in me, I'll accelerate things. Huh? Look at Joseph. Joseph had the prophetic word. Little did he know, what he was going to go through. You know, he was a young man and probably a little arrogant, shared it with his brother, said, y'all evil, I'm good. In so many words, I got it, y'all going to bow to me. Hey, listen, don't share your dream with everybody. Why is that? Don't just see the mindset of the day is everything is communication. Tell everything. Put it on Facebook. Folk put all their drama on, all kind of stuff. Just put it out there. But see, when you put stuff out there, you're inviting adversity. Because when people start talking and doing stuff, frequencies are released. Demons can come. See, if you keep some things quiet, Jesus even told people, don't tell anybody right now. Just keep it quiet. This is what we need to learn, when to keep things quiet. Because you save yourself a whole lot of adversity.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.